From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading The Spirit of the Border by Zane Grey. We would like to append a brief foreword. The listener is advised that this novel, written by Zane Grey in about 1905, is reflective in much of its language and its depiction of the Native Americans of most of the cultural attitudes toward the Indians of its time. Thank you. Now we'll begin with Chapter 1.
Nell, I'm growing powerful fond of you.
So you must be, Master Joe, if often telling makes it true.
The girl spoke simply and with an absence of that roguishness which was characteristic of her. Playful words, arch smiles, and a touch of coquetry had seemed natural to Nell. But now her grave tone and her almost wistful glance disconcerted Joe. During all the long journey over the mountains, she'd been gay and bright, while now, when they were about to part, perhaps never to meet again, she showed him the deeper and more earnest side of her character. It checked his boldness as nothing else had done. Suddenly there came to him the real meaning of a woman's love when she bestows it without reservation. Silenced by the thought that he had not understood her at all, and the knowledge that he had been half in sport, he gazed out over the wild country before them. The scene impressed its quietness upon the young couple and brought more forcibly to their minds the fact that they were at the gateway of the unknown West. That somewhere beyond this rude frontier settlement, out there in those unbroken forests stretching dark...